It's been quite a roller coaster in the last 7 days, and I'll share about it quick. Just want to start to know that this is not about me at all, and I'll share kind of right after the end of that, and then listening with you again with our readings, how important it is for us to be with each other. So we had First Communion last Sunday, so let's just say that's day one. That was unbelievable. The next day we had a deceased member from our parishioner, Mick Curla Jr., and I worked with his family on Tuesday. Then we have Wednesday, where we had Bishop Paul Serba coming up to confirm our juniors. And I was very blessed to have a dinner with him and to have friendship with him as my pastor, my father. Ready to go to bed. I won't tell you what time because I'm a late owl and I won't tell you how late that is. But I got a phone call from the hospital. And so I went to the hospital and was there an hour, hour and 15 minutes to be with the family and anointing of the sick and the Eucharist and such. Then Thursday we had Mass, daily Mass, and then Mick's funeral. And then I drove to Duluth as I was called to help a service of a funeral in Duluth on a Friday. And that one was unbelievable. It was part of my family, my great uncle. He was 99 years old. He was in World War II. We saw the whole thing, the honor guard. He served like 800 funerals as in the honor guard. Just unbelievable. One of those members, again, that we lose, that was in one of the greatest generations in our country. And now we come to Mass in St. Thomas Melopoli this evening. That's in 7 days. I say that because that's not better or worse than your week. One of my best friends, Zach Bennett, he studied in the seminary and then he discerned out. He got married. Now he has 3 or 4 kids. And we've always had this image as we walk together on the same path. There's kind of a fence. You know, you got the... He always jokes about us, our little laities over here, and the priests and the, you know, whatever over on the other side. And we always joke about that, but it's somewhat true. But both pastures, sometimes it's green and lushful. Other times it's dry. But we're on the same path. And we're walking the same direction. God has called every one of us for a mission. You personally, a mission. Not one is better or worse. And it's an honor here to walk with you as a team, as a family, as members of God's kingdom. And I just think, too, I was able to watch and see the hall before we have our dinner tonight and the event. I basically did nothing for that. I can't. I can't help doing ribbons and getting up a big ladder that I might almost fall down and die, and cooking, dare that one. I mean, no way. The organization and the so many volunteers and the donors, I've done really nothing. That's why we walk as brothers and sisters, as friends and supporters, and putting the more hands on the table, the better, right? So no matter where you are, I hope that you take a moment, and I'll pause for a few seconds. You know, what has been that time in your life, whether you're single, you're married, you're a widow or a widower, a child? What has been that moment that was like 2 days, it felt like 4 years of what happened to me? Just take a moment and pause and think of that has happened in your life. As disciples, no matter what we're experiencing, it's listening again to God's word today. After Paul and Barnabas had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." I love when I was reading that, it doesn't say, "Hey, you nuns, hey, you with religious life, hey, you priests, you bishops." He's taking it to everybody. He wasn't just taking a few of his best friends. No, his disciples. We are all disciples of Jesus. We're all called to do the same in different missions, to encourage each other, excite each other, even when we saw and experienced that suffering, to know that we can be with each other and love each other. Because then Jesus says in John, he says three different times of his commandments, "I give you a new commandment, love one another. Love one another. Love one another." Do that. Find the ones that you know and you can just see their face having a hard time. Somebody you know that is in the hospital. Somebody that has mental illness. I just heard today on one of our CDs, on the Light Nation, whatever CDs we have, to call it brain illness. Not health illness. Not mental illness. Brain illness. If any of you that you know that has depression or anxiety, panic attacks, if you know them, work with them, walk with them, love them, encourage them. We also must worship together. "I will praise your name forever, my King and my God," which we sang together at our responsorial song. And we heard the reading of Revelation, the last book in the Bible, which is the last book of the love story of God and us. "Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will always be with them as their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain, for the old order has passed away." Notice again that God's love in this passage is not just about a priest or a sister. It's every one of us. All of our disciples of Jesus. His whole family, his whole kingdom. Let's continue to walk with each other, to love each other, serve our neighbor, and really look at the big picture of our lives, to walking with each other towards heaven, so we may all be with God together.